And now for reading and writing and radio.
Edna May. I am the youngest of the family, and I was named by my older sisters. I had often complained about the homeliness of my name, its lack of style and character. One day it was explained to me that I was named for the youngest sisters of both my father and my mother. Their names were Grace May and Edna Fanny. So instead of growing up as Edna May, I could have been named Fanny Grace. I quit complaining.
That grateful author is Edna May Bruce, fourth grade teacher at Verdon. But you, too, might be grateful for what you didn't get named.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Last year, when a program we'd scheduled fell through, we used the space to pull up our socks, a catch-up week. Many of you said that you appreciated that, and so did I, and so we scheduled a socks program this year. And boy, do I need time to pull up mine. There's too much going on and not enough time to do it in, and I'm taping this the afternoon before I leave for the far west. While you're hearing this, I'll be in the state of Washington, and the reason will interest you. There's a group in Spokane who have heard about Reading and Writing and Radio, and they want to have a similar program for their area. They've got a radio station, a commercial one, I think, that's ready to take the program on, and they have teachers ready to have their kids write and for them to read the kids' stuff and give feedback. They'll probably start with my tapes, the ones that you hear, which are available free, but then pretty soon they'll start to do their own, and I'm going out there to help them get started. We'll have a workshop on how to do a radio program. You know, I think the reason that there aren't more reading and writing and radio programs around the country is the feedback programs, the reading you're writing. They're such a vital part of the whole thing. I hope that you kids enjoy the various programs that come in between, the ones that give you the writing ideas, like I Laughed So Hard and the Conoposics and so forth. But I know that you listen hardest and enjoy the most when your own stuff gets read over the air. Those are the Reading Your Writing programs. And most stations simply aren't prepared to give this special feedback. When I came down here to Springfield in 1970, my boss up at the University of Wisconsin, where we were doing The Author Is You, it may not be the case now, but she spoke to the University of Illinois and said, "Why don't you put on The Author Is You down there?" And they said no, because they said that they had to have a program in the can at the start of the season, and that means having it all set to go and nothing to be added in. And you know, and I know, that it's the instant feedback, having things read back over the air just as soon as they've been written, that makes this program so very special. And so when I tell any place that inquires about the Reading Your Writing part, I don't usually hear from them again. They say that it's just something they can't manage. I do think that Reading and Writing and Radio is an important program. I've just realized from an article that someone sent me from a newspaper that there are at present no continuing radio programs for kids like I had as a kid. We used to listen to Orphan Annie and Jack Armstrong and Captain Midnight and The Lone Ranger. And you kids today do very little listening to the radio, except to the rock and country music, which comes along for you usually when you're somewhat older. And yet you do look all the time. You're looking at TV. the average kid watches TV hours and hours and hours a day, and this starts preschool, so that you aren't doing listening. Now, it's primarily viewing. Now, reading and writing and radio is a program to develop your creative writing skills, but fully as important, I think, it develops your listening skills. Next week, you'll be listening to a rather long poem, Fairies in a Frenzy, and what I hope you'll do is to close your eyes, put your heads down on your desks, and make your own pictures in your head while you hear Steve Glasecki chant his poem. You will then be enjoying the poem and sharpening your own listening skills. Well, back to commercial radio and public radio. While I'm taping this, WSSR is in the midst of a phone-a-thon. It's a public radio, and so it's funded by public funds, and all public radio is in dire straits. That means real trouble, hurting for money. Their big phone-a-thon, November 12 to 19, is asking for pledges. You'll be hearing this November 21, 22, and 23, but it won't be too late to take up a collection if you feel like contributing. Every penny helps. Reading and Writing and Radio is still a free service of WSSR and Sangamon State, and all it costs your school is the postage, so maybe your class would like to send a few dollars in support of Reading and Writing and Radio and public radio. For, as goes public radio, so goes this program. And if you haven't realized it, with that sideband that's in your school, you can listen in to anything on WSSR's main band, too, just by turning the switch. Teachers, now get a pencil handy so you can jot down some things as I think of them. First thing I want to talk about is the Jamboree. Last April, we had a Jamboree at Sangamon State's Verbal Arts Festival, and 1,300 of you kids came, and it was a huge success. The school loved having you. Most of the feedback we got was that you kids loved being here, and everybody said, have another, both from the Sangamon State side and from the school's side. So we're going to have another one. It's our 10th year of broadcasting Reading and Writing and Radio, our year of jubilo, and we're thinking towards April 11th, which is a Wednesday. This isn't absolutely set, but that seems close enough into spring that it should be warm enough and it won't conflict with the Easter holidays. The format that the committee worked out for that day last year worked so well that I think we'll do it basically the same. We'll see to it that any group that comes again this year, such as the Verdon fifth graders, will go to a different activity. So if you went to computers or to WSSR last year, this year you will go to the observatory or to the biology lab or something different. And we'll have student guides again and reading at the mic and so forth. But we do need a new committee and fresh ideas, too, for the day, as well as input on how things worked or didn't work for you last year, your class, your teacher. So I'm planning a committee meeting for Sunday afternoon, January the 22nd at 3 o'clock. That's Sunday afternoon, January 22nd at 3. I know that Peggy Goodwin and Jane Ford want to be on the committee again, and I think some of the rest of you might, and I'll be delighted if any of our original committee wants to serve. It was terrific fun, all of us getting to know each other, and you all saw the grand results that came from it. So, former members or new members, would you call the Lit Secretary, Lisa, at 786-6778, 786-6778, or write, and tell me if you want to be on our Jubilo Committee. Now, about that getting to know each other, the committee did, but the Jamboree was frustrating for me in one way. Well, really in two ways, but they're related. One was that I couldn't listen at the mic all day long and hear each of the individual classes and talk to the individual classes because I was having to rush around and still do things that needed to be done right there on the spot, even though we had planned carefully. And for you teachers, I wasn't able to talk to you either, so that some of you are still names to me even though you were here. And I know that you had anywhere from 15 to 30 kids with you, and you got to meet your pen pal teacher, but a lot of you didn't get to meet each other. So what I'd like to do about that is to have a dinner at my house and invite all you teachers to come to dinner. And I'd like to make it on January 22nd at 5 o'clock, whether you're on the Jubilo committee or not. It would be right after that first meeting. And it'll be purely for getting to know each other, to get to see the Sextons, to see Bob Girardi, Debbie Yodel, the new people from Lincoln, the old friends at Verdon and Taylorville and Decatur and the other towns. We'll surely talk some school and reading and writing and radio and exchange ideas, but the main thing is social. I'll supply a ham and bread and coffee and milk and punch and maybe something a little potent for any number. And you guys can bring veggies and desserts and things. So would you put it on your calendar and RSVP as soon as you know for sure, and I'll remind you again in January so that I'll know how much ham to get. Now, here's some more nitty-gritty. The tapes are available for these programs if you miss them, or if a parent would like a copy of one of the stories that you kids have read. And these are available at 186 Resources Center. The address is in the manual. And so you can order them, and they only cost the cost of the tape, so that there's really no charge if you supply your own tape. If anything goes wrong and you can't hear the program over the air, then do call in to WSSR, and that number's in the manual too, and let Brad know that something is happening so that it can be remedied just as rapidly as possible. I think I said once you could call in collect, but that isn't true. I think you'll have to use your own nickel. Now, here's an important one. We can use readers for the two Reading Your Writing programs on December 2 and on December 9. I'm trying to use out-of-town kids as much as possible because we usually have used in-town kids. And so we've had Beverly Sexton's and Rod Jackson's students come, and we had Auburn kids come. And so if you have some good readers out louders, and that's different from being good readers. A lot of you may be good readers, but not quite such good readers out louders. So we need good readers out louders. The ones we've had have been good examples. And you'd need to be able to drive your kids in. On December 2nd, we need two batches, about four kids, for December 2nd and for December 9th. So call in again to Lisa at 786-6778 and let me know if you could supply some readers. Then there's going to be a Christmas party at the Vachel Lindsay House. You know that we're partial to the Vachel Lindsay home and the Vachel Lindsay Society. It's going to be December 11th from 2 to 5, and there'll be a program starting at about 3:15. Mary Toberman is going to be playing the harp all afternoon as background music. Kirk Hard from Springfield Theater Guild is going to be reading Christmas poetry, and a group of singers from Springfield High School are going to put on some Christmas music, and I think there'll be some carols too. So if any of you want to come into Springfield or are there on December 11th, don't forget that there's a party at the Vachel Lindsay House from 2 to 5. Well, I'm taking a deep breath now because I'm about to talk about pen pals. We have about 80 classes participating in the pen pal exchange, and that's wonderful. That's about 14 more than last year. And I've managed to match up about 75 of you classes, I think more or less satisfactorily. And it took a lot of time and a lot of figuring, and some of them had to be pulled back and changed around. But that still leaves several of you without pen classes. And finishing this up has been a problem of time as well as of available matches. And with this Western trip, I won't be able to do anything more till I get back. I feel crummy about this, but I'm still working on it. Here are the classes. And by the way, if there's a class out there that is wanting pen pals, or if I've missed you somehow, call in and tell Lisa that you need a pen pal class, and what class you are, and how many, and so forth. So here are the ones that I still haven't matched up, and you might be able to help me. Margaret Grady is doing an enrichment class at Adams School in Springfield after school, and she has about 14 fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. I think I've placed her second and third graders by the time you hear this. Then Kathy Jensen Brown has some second, third, fifth, and sixth graders at Iliopolis, I think about 15 in all, in a special reading class. Judy Robinson at Taylorville has 22 third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders in a Chapter 1 reading class. And Barb Pilati, also at Taylorville, has about 11 sixth graders in a special reading class. And so I think that those are the only ones that I have left to figure out. So if you can give me any help, let me know. By the way, if you're listening and I don't know it, and I hear, for instance, that Northwestern at Lincoln might be listening, then let me know, and maybe you can help us out on Pen Pals. And Mrs. Daly's class in Taylorville, I did find your original letters finally, and I'll send them on. Well, that leaves us our writing for today. And for this, I can also use your help. On this Western trip that I'm taking, I'm leaving a couple days early, and I'm piggybacking, which means I'm tacking something onto the trip that I want to do in addition to the job, and that is I'm going around by way of Reno, where my little grandchild lives. I've got a grandchild just a year old, and this is the first one, and she's a marvelous little girl. But, of course, I don't see her very often because Reno is quite a ways away and it's expensive. So I'm a faraway grandma now, and I would like to do things as a grandma that so that Cressida will never forget me when she grows up and gets old and says, well, my grandma was like this. Now, there are lots and lots of faraway grandpas and grandmas, and a lot of you may have faraway grandpas and grandmas. And I've had the idea of making a book. What can a grandma or grandpa do? One of my students, who is also the WSSR helper, the Reading and Writing and Radio helper, Kathy McGee, wrote in her journal something about her grandmother. And she said, for instance, that whenever they would go and visit her grandmother, that she would have gone to the library and taken out special books for each child just for their age, and she would have those books on a shelf beside their beds. So when they got there, they always knew they were going to have a bunch of good library books just specially selected for themselves. And she said, my brother and my sister and I never fought when we were at Grandma's because we were always so busy reading our library books. Then another friend told me about a pair of grandparents who lived on an island in Puget Sound near Seattle. And every summer they had all the grandchildren come at the same time, and they called it Cousins Camp. And so for a week or for 2 weeks, they would have, you know, a bunch of cousins, and they would run it like a summer camp. And those cousins are never going to forget Cousins Camp and what it was like to go and spend that week at their grandparents. Now, I have a lot of ideas, such as pasting little pictures down by the foot of the stairs so that a small child will see a picture on his or her level and say, oh, yes, my grandma had pictures right down on the floor for us. But I would like to have your ideas, and you teachers too, about what you remember from your grandmother or from your grandfather. What made them special? What is it when you think of them that you remember? What warms your heart? You might also tell me what didn't warm your heart so that I'll know what things to warn us about in our book. But what I would also like is to intersperse in this book, that means put in between an idea, a writing, so that something that one of you wrote in one of your schools can go in between the idea. And we'd give full credit to whatever student in Illinois said this or that about his or her grandpa or grandma. Now, what I really want you to write about your grandparents is something very specific, something that they did that you or that they do that you recall. So there's your special assignment for today. Let's work on a book called The Far Distant Grandma, or The Far Distant Grandma and Grandpa. And at this point, I think that my socks are all pulled up.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.